Okay, once again, thank you to Josh Feinberg for sponsoring today's shir. Lots of brachas, ruchnis v'gashmis for the mishpacha. We're going to group together today, just because we're coming from the siyum and we're short on time. And there's a few inyanim here which should be touched upon regarding the Erev Shabbos Avodah. So instead of making a shir for each one of them, we're going to group a few inyanim together and try to speak about Yanim and Pnimius and Ashkafa, which comes out of these sugyas. The first one is the cheshbon of the money to be spending on Shabbos Kodesh. How much does one put out there in order to make sure that the Shabbos is lichtig, mitzah b'gashmias, the food on the table, and whatever other financial investments a person sees as being necessary. So really we have two Gemaras, maybe more. And Tosfos, in numerous places, deals with the stira that on the one hand, that Shabbos Kodesh says, or Hashem Yisbarach says, Levu alai v'ani pareya. Borrow from me, borrow on me, and I will pay it. Yet another Gemara says that if a person is having difficulty making ends meet, so Chazal say, "Asei Shabbos chachol, v'al titzarech l'bios." Better that you should make your Shabbos like a chol, and not to be mitzarech l'bios. So Tosfos addresses this seemingly difficult contradiction between these two Gemaras. Tosfos says, as you see on top, "Hanimid k'she'ena l'freya." So Tosfos finds a very technical way out of this theory, and says, if a person has what to pay back, then he should borrow. If he doesn't, then he shouldn't put himself in a situation that he has any chiyuvim. And again, Tosfos Pesachim says the same thing. So we have in the Torah quotes the Gemara we quoted when we spoke about Onik Shabbos, Bama Ma'ango. How does a person find Onik Shabbos? And the Gemara implies that it's two delicacies. So the Torah writes, In regarding the sugya, v'chama pa'amim nasati v'nasati b'davar lifnei Adoni Avizal. On numerous occasions I discussed this inyan with my father, the Rosh. Kamayni k'hayayim sh'yishli me'at mishali ve'einu maspikli. Apparently the Torah is very poor. So he asked his father that a person like me who doesn't have very much, v'tzarech ani lachem, he's relying on the kindness of others, v'mani v'chlal aseh shabbat z'chachol imlav. Am I b'chlal those who are aseh shabbat z'chachol? And he didn't answer me very clearly. So perhaps we can explain why it is that the Rosh didn't answer him clearly. And although the Torah goes on to explain that he found the Rashi in Pirkei Avos, and a person should do whatever he can. So if you take a look at the Lashon at the end of the Torah, similar to what we're going to be talking about. So if you go to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, at the bottom of the page here, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, besides being a world-class tzaddik and chassid, although originally he was not, he was also a first-class guy in Olam, one of the biggest Talmidei Chacham at the time, and just like many of the Anmorim were. So he quotes these Tosfos' answer, and then he writes, "V'shamati, but I heard about this ki tzaddik b'munasa yichya, that a tzaddik lives by his emuna. V'im hu bal bitachon, lisma chazeh shenemar levu alai v'ani pareya as I be'emes uka. V'im lav sha'imir asei shabbos chachol as be'emes kach hakol v'fi mashu adam." That's the teretz. The teretz is that it really depends on each person. According to a person's emuna, that's how we resolve the contradiction. If a person has strong emunah levu ani vani pareya, then count on me. And if you don't, then I say Shabbos Chachol. And the reason behind that is, like we said before, that Shabbos is really lislam yigur miklum. Shabbos has nothing of its own. What you give to Shabbos, what it gives you back. So Shabbos doesn't have anything to give you yet. So if what you put into Shabbos, Shabbos gives back. It's just a matter of how much a person has emunah. And of course, that's the reason why the Rosh didn't answer Balator. Many times the tzaddik gives an answer in a way that he doesn't give an answer. And the answer is that he doesn't give me an answer bar, lo hishivani davar bar, because what he was implying is that it really depends on you. If you have the capacity to go ahead and to borrow and to have bitachon that the Shabbos will pay you back, then go ahead and do so. But if not, then don't, because that's your madriga. Then each Maamar Chazal is speaking to a person according to where his emunah is. Pinchas Karetz here says in Shar Shabbos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kla Yisrael Luvua Anai Vani Pareya." So he quotes this Tosos. Tosos is Kasha. Tosos says, "Psachim." Tosos says, "Psachim." The Hacham Arishi Yish La Mashkon. It's talking about a case where he has a mashkon. So when he has a place to get the money from. So he quotes of Zev Kitzis. In that Pinchas Karetzer said, the Hamashkan hu HaShabbos ba'atzvo. That's what Tosfos is talking about. She HaHalvoa hu al HaShabbos. In King, Kishi Yishlo Shabbos b'beiso. If you have Shabbos in your house, hu Hamashkan shiachal alavas alav. It's a very scary thing, though. I mean that a person has to have Shabbos in his house. So a person who's mamish margish the chiyus of Shabbos kodesh, so then he has what to rely on to be semichan. If not, then he doesn't. So it's all kafi a person's emuna, and according to the Shabbos and the Kedusha Shabbos, which is apparent in a person's home. We're going to skip over the Shal Karastir, what he says about this, Ayin Shem, according to the Liskarov, the bottom right. But that's just one sugya to touch upon, that many balabatim have cheshbonos and tzaddikim have cheshbonos in terms of, you know, how much to spend. And so there's a lot of brachas for a person who does, but it takes a certain emuna, a certain mahalach for sure, for a person to invest in Shabbos Kodesh according to a way that he feels is appropriate for Shabbos Kodesh. Let's talk a little bit about, since we're speaking about the Erev Shabbos Avoda, the Tircha de Gufa involved in preparing for Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that the Amoraim, they spend time preparing the Shabbos food. So if you take a look at the Shla Kodesh here, the Shla writes that in the beginning of Eish Mekadesh, the Gemara tells us mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucha. Rashi says because when a person involves his guf in the mitzvah, he's mekabel mor schar. So he explains based on this when it comes to kavod Shabbos. He says v'harir b'zeh. This is teaching us shetzarech adam nasakim v'lasas chuz ba'atzmo hadvarim hatzichin nesecha Shabbos. A person should do the hachanas for Shabbos himself, the kavod Shabbos, even though he has shamashim harbe oisim malachto, he should still do it himself. And it would seem from the Shla, and this is true in other Sfarim HaKadoshim as well, that when it comes to hachanas for Shabbos, a person should try to do as much as he can on his own as possible. And that's a very legitimate way for a person to be mechin the kavod Shabbos kodesh. Now take a look at the Paliyotz here. Paliyotz writes that it's a mitzvah rabbah to prepare for Shabbos kodesh oneself. And he quotes Rabbi Avraham Alevi, that he would count every single step that he took, and he would say mitzvah yosef mishlucho. So then the Paliyotz writes, va'imer ani, but I say about this, that Rabbi Avraham Alevi, he would do this, and he would take the time to do this because tairaso umnaso b'machshavtai. He was constantly thinking in Torah, and he was tamid davuk tarak b'dekuso b'kono b'avos of yasa. He was always engrossed in avos Hashem and Yerushalayim. Avol kagoy nana and yasmi di yasmi. But our generation, im yesh lemishi yasa malachto. If you have somebody who could do it for you, yoyse tov sheyeshe b'beisa v'yasa b'tarak daisha. Just sit and learn on Erev Shabbos. The Yikne Yediyah Chadash to learn something new, the Kavod Shabbos. He called Chafetzim La Yishuv Ba. There's nothing more precious than it. Afidu Chefse Shemaim Kayadu. That doesn't mean to say that a person is absolved from helping out his wife. We have to have a whole shir on that. It just means to say that if a person has people who can help out already, and now he has a Mishkal HaChasidus, do I sit and learn, or do I help up for Shabbos? So it would seem from the Peliyot that a person should sit and make Hachanas for Shabbos by involving himself from Torah and Tefillah and Dvarim Shebekdusha. The Kaf HaChaim writes, and this is going to help us a little bit, Kasvu Guri HaRizal. And so Rizal's yard said today, ki atareich b'tzarech Shabbos ba'atzmo b'simcha mezia, that if a person schwitzes and does it b'simcha, preparing for Shabbos, hazeya mecheches avinoisa b'miskapin lo. Right? So then the sweat, it wipes away a person's averis. B'nira pashat, though, he writes, da'afilo gadol hador panes ala tzibur. Even the greatest of people, the Jewish people, mitzvah b'lekayim v'yechines asher yaviyu, eiz adavar mitzarech Shabbos. Each and every person has to take time on Erev Shabbos to do something begufoy in preparation for Shabbos. And again, the reason why that is because Shabbos is a day that there's this kedusha that the neshama infuses into the guf. That it's the yomid nishmas of alav the gufo. That's because there's no guf. It's not that there's no guf, it's that the guf becomes neshama. So the guf should be involved too, and also needs to be machni itself to Shabbos to be a keli to receive kedushas Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is going to help us understand that last line in the Kaf HaChaim. We didn't just gloss over it. He writes, "Kol mi shetarasu umnaso," that he learns Torah day and night. He shouldn't rely on the fact that a mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai, because it's also for him to be b'matal taya b'makom that he is achem who can help out, as it says in the Yodiyah Sim Reish Mem Vav. And even though all these amoraim, the Gemara tells us that they were b'matal taya on erev Shabbos and Shabbos, they bechlal that it's a chayv esagof. When it comes to chayv esagof, a person can't pat himself. He says the reason why they did that is al tzkavet Shabbos. It is a chayv esagof al tzkavet Shabbos. But for kavet Shabbos, all you need to do is one thing, and that's what they did. They did one thing to display their kavet Shabbos, and after they did that, they went back to learning Torah. That's exactly what the Kaf HaChaim was implying before. The Kaf HaChaim was writing before, what he said at the end was, "L'kayim v'heichinu es sheyaviu, eizah davar mitzarchei Shabbos." Then he should find one thing to do. So when the Gemara says that Ravina did this, and Rav Ashi did this, and Rav Zeri did that, it didn't mean to say that they did everything else everybody else did. It means that they took one thing which they did to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. That was their inyan, that they prepared that for Shabbos. And many tzaddikim, many, there was a very strong emphasis on the fish of Shabbos. Maybe we'll talk about some of the stories. There's many of them. A tzaddikim who had a big avodah by the fish on Shabbos Kodesh. In fact, the Gemara brings that down, the Shivuta. The fish is a very big inyan when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh. But what we see from here is that although it's certainly appropriate for a person to make hachanas for Shabbos, it all depends on the person once again. That if a person's a Baal Taira and he's a Baal Avodah, then his Iker Hachana should be in Taira and Tefillah. But if not, then en hachanami, mitzvah b'yoshem b'shlucho, and he should toil as much as possible, if he's a gufnistic person, to be matrachtin in this Indian of preparing for Shabbos with his guf. But like we saw before, it's not so clear-cut. Levu alayv, ani pareya, say Shabbat v'chayil. It depends on the person. And so too here, when it comes to hachanas for Shabbos, each person needs to know his strengths, his darga of terasu umnaso, not that we have that darga, but a person needs to know what's the best way that he could be meichem for Kedushas Shabbos. Certainly praiseworthy, like we said before, by Oinik Shabbos, that there is an Oinik Shabbos which is in the food. But for a Talmud Chacham, an elevated person, the Oinik Shabbos is a Torah Tefillah. So the best way to prepare for Torah and Tefillah on Shabbos is Torah and Tefillah on Erev Shabbos. And you have to do something a little bit mitzvah the gof. But if a person whose Oinik Shabbos is in the food, so then that's what he's holding, so that should be a Sachonis on Erev Shabbos. And one last inyan, another aspect of Mishkal HaChassidus, and that's really going to be the theme here, is really that it's all a matter of Mishkal HaChassidus many times to judge where a person is holding, because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is very much, it's unidentified. It's kafi each person according to where he's holding. That's what the Shabbos gives back. So we see here, when it comes to staying up all night, Thursday night, one of the chevra actually came over to me and asked me to discuss this. And yeshivas is a very popular thing, to stay up all Thursday night. And for a good reason. If you take a look at the Or HaYashar, he writes, "Nagu b'chol eretz hakadosh." This is the minhag, he says, in all of Eretz Yisrael, to stay up all Friday, Thursday night, and all Friday night, and the night before. And a person who does so, he's nitzol mikeri bar minan. Okay? He'll be saved from any tumas keri. It's a skula for a person's tumas keri. And also he quotes the Hagos Reb Shamsi, that it's a minhag in Eretz Yisrael to stay up all Thursday night, and Friday night, and the person who does so is nitzol mikeri. And again, the Or Tzadikim writes, "Nagu b'chol eretz hakadosh." Again, it seems like it's a very understood thing to stay up all Friday night and all Thursday night, and they stay away from dvarim b'teilim. It's schooler for keri. Fine. Look at the Yisod v'Shor Shavoida, who says niflos about this. On the night of Thursday night, a person has to make a big tikkun that night, and he stays up all night, and he learns Torah until the morning. It's a tikkun for pekam bris, and the mekubalim praise it. It's a tikkun gadol for pekam bris. Fine. What a person can walk away from this is saying, like, oh, gevaldik, right? And we also know that anytime a person stays up all night, the Ari says that it's a tikkun for achiv kares, and especially on Thursday night, it's a big inyan. In fact, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that even if a person is not rogel to do tikkun chatzos, the Baal HaTanya and the Kosher Tzumah could say that a person should find one night a week that he does tikkun chatzos, and they say, we think that the best night to do that is on Thursday night. Okay. Tikkun hayisod, fine. A person could walk away from here saying, okay, gevaldik, I'm staying up this Thursday night. So it's Tuesday today, Thursday night's coming, making hachana, staying up all Thursday night. Beautiful. Take a look here at the Shemir Munim, Baal Shem Tov HaKatan, right? He was a marvelous, amazing tzaddik, the Shemir Munim. He writes in Taras HaKodesh, "Muva b'sifra yireim, He says it's brought down in Sifrei Yerim to be masakin the pagam in Yisrael. A tikkun gadol is to stay up all Thursday night. Ukvar asku b'zeh alfei alafim Yisrael. It's a very popular thing. It's brought down in the Seder Sefer Avoda and in the Shem the Arizal. They're staying up Thursday night to tikkun for pagam bris. Rak teida achi, he writes. He says, know this. Shelakol zeh tzarech seichel gadol. Shelo yachlush moichoy b'chushas hatzavim. The person has to be careful that he has the koyches for this. The koyach hamoyach. Befrat bedor cholish kazeh. They were a very weak generation physically. Ki oz yotza schero behafseidu. You may be losing out by staying up all Thursday night. Because this cholshah will bring a person to kas and erev Shabbos, into all midos ro'os, into tipshus ha'ro'os. Va'al zeh yishiru kol ha'tzadikim, talmidi havol shem tov. That although from the mekubalim and the svadish ha'echaloyim, and from the svadish ha'shavayda, from the great Ashkenazi tzadikim, they all praise staying up Thursday night. But by the Baal Shem Tov, the Chayit of the Baal Shem Tov, they were very wary of people, of very big people who stayed up all Thursday night, because what's going to be your attitude on Erev Shabbos? You're going to be mafsid Erev Shabbos because you're staying up all Thursday night. And in fact, a letter from his son-in-law, the next Rebbe, he quotes him as saying his following thing. He was Meshaveach, a person who wrote him a letter. He says, Toiv asista shelo ha'isa ne'er kol ha'layla. You did a good thing not staying up all Thursday night. The first time I went to my father-in-law, he told me that I heard that you stay up all Thursday night, and he said you're not doing a good thing. Because staying up all Friday night is bigger than staying up all Thursday night. And the person who stays up all Thursday night can't stay up all Friday night. So the tzaddikim before the Orhayasha, they were talking about staying up all Thursday night and all Friday night. People want the meichin for that. It's certainly, in this generation, a person who stays up all Thursday night, even if he's mekayim, the very beginning we'll see of sleeping on Erev Shabbos, it's not just a nice zach, it's not a by the tzaddikim, it's a very heavy zach. To sleep on Erev Shabbos, it's going to be very hard to catch up such a shluff, staying up all Thursday night to have meichin for Friday night. So therefore, it's more praiseworthy for a person to stay up Friday night than it is Thursday night. So it's just kedai to recognize the Mishkal HaChassidus here, that many times we have that the Sfarim HaKadosh, they present to us a very good zach, and then we take it, but not realizing that there's better zach. And by taking the lower zach, you may forfeit something which is even better. Take a look at the Zohar Kodesh in the beginning of Parashas Shaifta. Talks about this. This Mishkal HaChassidus, knowing what's an Iker and what's a Tafel. Again, but what we're bringing out from these Yisoidis, when it comes to these three Yonim and preparing for Shabbos Kodesh, it's not clear. You have to know who it's for. You have to know what. And to be thinking in advance that because Shabbos is the Iker, don't fall into the pit of the La'at HaChefim as a Pechas on Thursday night, that you may end up with a Tikkun HaBris, but Shabbos has much more than that to offer. The person has to know how he proceeds coming into Shabbos Kodesh, how he b'marviach the best Shabbos possible for himself. Okay, we should be saying such things.